Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Freedom Friday, George Blackard in the house here. Although, George, given the Trump indictment news and the persecution that's taking place, the weaponization of our government, this is another one of those Freedom Friday?
That's right, buddy.
That's the shows.
We're losing it left and right. And I tell you, this is a time when everybody needs to pay attention. I say it all the time. Because it's really showing us what certain people in Congress and in our government believe. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, a member of Congress, as long as she's been there. Now, of course, this is the woman that did insider trading and said, so what? Yeah, she didn't even apologize. She goes, so what are you going to do?
She's gotten very wealthy since being in Congress. Yeah,
exactly. So she obviously doesn't understand anything about our legal system, because she said that that President Trump would have his opportunity to prove his innocence in a court of law. And Nancy, that's not the way it works. You're innocent until proven guilty. At least that's the way it's supposed to be. The sad part is that's been sliding this way a lot in over the past several years. But here's a member of Congress that doesn't even know how it works. So that's why, they say elections have consequences. Well, there you go.
Yeah. You know, as you were, sharing Nancy Pelosi's words, and yeah, I saw that exact quote. I think the Daily Wire has it. Fox News has it. Oh, yeah, Nancy Pelosi roasted over Trump indictment tweet. I've actually got that headline right in front of you, but facing the other direction. But as you were sharing it, you know, to me, it's ironic that, you know, some of these folks on the left want to cancel the classic novel To Kill a Mockingbird, which, of course, you know, showed the people with pitchforks and lantern, you know, and out that showed the mob out front that demanded to basically hang this guy who was innocent. And so these same liberals that want to cancel To Kill a Mockingbird are the same people who have this perverted view of our justice system and are weaponizing our justice system against their political opponents.
Exactly. And, you know, she had a three-sentence tweet. It says, the grand jury has acted upon the facts and the law. Well, they really haven't acted upon the law, if you look and see what they're trying to charge him with, which we really can't see because the indictment is sealed, so we don't know yet exactly what it says. But then she says no one is above the law, except she is, because she doesn't get punished for breaking the law. And everyone has the right to a trial to prove innocence, which we know is wrong. And she says hopefully the former president, she's setting it up, hopefully the former president will peacefully respect the system which grants him that right.
And she says nobody is above the law, but we know Hillary Clinton is above the law. You mentioned it because Hillary Clinton clearly violated egregious laws. The director of the FBI admitted that she violated a law. And, you know, she was destroying government-controlled device, government-owned devices to conceal the top-secret information that she was transmitting over an unsecure server. She gave hush money payments about the whole Steele dossier, which justified the phony Russia collusion hoax. And yet, she gets away with it all. Now they're trying to prosecute Trump over these absurd claims. Anyway, we'll talk more. George Blackard right after this.
Here is your Montana news. It was a straight party line preliminary vote in the Montana legislature on House Bill 862, which would restrict state funds for abortions to only limited cases. All 62 Republicans voted yes, and all 38 Democrats voted no. The measure would allow state monies for abortion only in cases of rape, incest, or when the woman's life is in danger. KTVQ reports that the current standard for state funding is if the abortion has been determined to be medically necessary. Low-income homeowners impacted by the 2022 flooding may soon apply for grants for repairs. Color 8 reports the USDA has the Rural Disaster Home Repair Grant Program available for folks who are located in the presidentially declared disaster areas only. Now, this includes Carbon, Flathead, Park, Stillwater, Sweetgrass, Treasure, and Yellowstone counties. Eligible applicants who have household incomes not exceeding the income limits may receive up to $40,675. Now, these grants are only available while funding lasts. So if you need it, apply at USDA as soon as possible. That's the Montana News Minute. I'm Travis Lee.
Here's a look at your real weather. for Billings and Bozeman. Cloudy skies start us off in the area today with some scattered light snow showers or flurries in some areas early as well. Otherwise, some sun develops later in the day as temperatures will top off at around 40 degrees in Bozeman to the mid-40s into the Billings vicinity. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures back in the upper 20s in Bozeman to around 30 into the Billings vicinity. The outlook for Saturday then does call for more clouds, some sunny breaks. Chances for a few rain or snow showers in the afternoon, mainly for the Bozeman area, as high temperatures on Saturday will stay back at about 42 degrees in Bozeman to about 52 in Billings. On Saturday night, chance for rain or snow showers turning into a few snow showers, as lows will stay back near 21 in Bozeman, near 30 in
RV.com. Pierce RV and Marine, Montana's premier RV dealer. On approved credit, subject to prior sale. See dealer for details. Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I'll tell you what, George Blackard in the house with us for Freedom Friday here. George, you know how it rolls. Tim and Savage knows how to sum things up, doesn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he does.
So we actually got three messages from Tim and Savage here. So this is great. You can tell he's fired up. But anyway, he says this. Let's start with the first one first here. We need to stay positive, but it doesn't feel like Freedom Friday when I see how many politicians in the media are buying in to the weaponization of the justice system. And then he asks some good questions. He says, hey, since the former and future president, Donald Trump, has Secret Service protection 24/7, will they accompany him in the holding cell? Will they allow a court bailiff to put hands on Donald J. Trump? Will they allow a booking officer to frisk the president? Those are some pretty good questions, isn't it?
Those are really good questions. And, you know, there's a lot of people, Aaron, that don't understand what this is all about, what's going on. So what they've tried to get Donald Trump on everything. And whether you're a Donald Trump fan or not, I don't care. I think he's done some stupid things. I think he did great things as a president, too. But here's the thing. So supposedly he paid $130,000 to Stormy Daniels. Well, we know his attorney even said, well, I did it, and he didn't even know about it. And that's nothing unusual that somebody would pay someone some money just to settle something, say, look, just stop with this, and I'll give you this.
Yeah, happens all the time.
Right, happens
by
all the time.
Politicians especially.
Yeah, especially politicians, and the nondisclosure agreement that she signed. Well, what they're trying to say is this $130,000 was an illegal campaign, basically campaign donation. It's something that helped his campaign. So they're stretching this rule of law, and they're creating something that doesn't even exist. And so everybody should be concerned about this.
When it's already beyond the statute of limitations.
That too. And, you know, the guy campaigned on the fact that I will prosecute Donald Trump, and he gets elected. Of course, we know Soros got him in there. This guy will get a payoff. He already got the payoff. He got the job. But I'm sure he'll get another payoff for doing this, regardless of how it turns out. Because all they're trying to do is make it so Donald Trump can't get reelected. That in itself is campaign interference.
Yes, they are. And in fact, what they are now doing to Donald Trump and have been doing across the board is what they accused Donald Trump of when they impeached him. They claimed that when he was on that phone call with Ukraine, and he was and he referenced the corruption of the Biden family in Ukraine, oddly enough, you know, Hunter Biden was making what, $85,000 a month through a board seat on Burisma, which is a Ukrainian gas company, and Hunter Biden has no knowledge of the oil and gas industry whatsoever, but he was just raking in the dough. And so they claimed that, well, because he hinted at an investigation, that he therefore should be impeached because he is committing election interference. But what have they been doing? They've been investigating Trump this whole time. They've been undermining the president of the United States. Greg Jarrett, I wish I had found the audio earlier this morning, but I don't think it's been posted online anywhere yet. But on Hannity's program last night, Greg Jarrett is a Fox News senior legal analyst, and he also made the point that one of the loopholes that this DA Bragg is using to try to, because remember, they're past, well beyond the statute of limitations here. So even if he did what they claim he did, which is absurd, it's laughable, they're saying, well, there's this loophole in the law that at the time, say 5 years ago, when they should have, when they claimed they could have prosecuted Donald Trump over this, over all this stuff, well, there was this loophole in the law that says, well, if the suspect's whereabouts are unknown, then the statute of limitations does not apply, because so they're claiming that 5 years ago they didn't know where Donald Trump was at.
Where he was at.
We all know where Donald Trump was at 5 years ago.
So, you know, it's insane. But see, that's it. Now, everybody should be afraid of this. And what doesn't make sense is they're letting cop killers out, murderers out of prison. They're not even sending them to prison. All criminals of all kinds. And so, you know, if you're the right ethnicity, if you're the right, I don't know, sex, if you're the right whatever, then they're going to do everything.
Or the wrong sex.
Or the wrong sex.
Especially if you're the wrong sex.
They'll do everything they can to keep you out of jail, right? But here, they want to throw him in jail. But here's where it's going to be bad for him. I think that the fact that you have a sitting president, Joe Biden, who actually did a quid pro quo with Ukraine, said, if you don't fire this guy, you're not getting money from the United States, which is exactly what a quid pro quo is. So he's guilty of that. They're not doing anything about that. They're not doing anything about the fact that we know for sure the current sitting president, Joe Biden, took money from communist China and companies over there.
Yeah.
He did. His whole family did. We know he's in bed with a bunch of really screwed up characters. And all of this is weakening the United States. Our enemies are looking at this right now. They're laughing at us. They know that now's the time to do something because our current president, Joe Biden, won't do anything. And so the guy's feeble-minded. He breaks the law. He thumbs his nose at the law. He thumbs his nose at all of us. And I don't care what party you're in. I don't care if you voted for him or not. You should be really angry about all of this that's coming
out. And what you said about Joe Biden and what he has done to help the communist Chinese, I think this is the other angle that the left is working, is they know that Hillary Clinton committed actual serious crimes. They know that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have committed actual serious crimes. And so what that is the other angle they're working here, is they want everybody to say, okay, hey, even if somebody did it, well, we got to be really careful. We shouldn't be prosecuting these people. They're trying to shelter their own people from prosecution for actual high crimes and
offer expires April 9th. Limited time offer for new clients filing in participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Cattle and sheep producers have expressed serious concern with the Bureau of Land Management's new proposed rule released yesterday that they say would completely upend the BLM's multiple use mandate and jeopardize the agency's ability to be a good partner to the ranchers who manage millions of acres across the West. Mark Rober is the national president of the Public Lands Council and a rancher from the state of Colorado.
It seems like it was done backwards. They rolled the plan out, and now they're engaging stakeholders. My past experience as a county commissioner, when you want to roll something out and you want stakeholder involvement, you usually do that the other way around and get input first. It appears that this was done totally in-house, and then they're trying to just rush it through, and that's disappointing to the livestock industry. We have always tried to be good partners with the BLM, feel a little bit betrayed. As far as the future, it doesn't set well right now, and the initial response is it could have been done a lot better.
Rober said that over the next 75 days, the BLM will have to answer some serious questions about their understanding of their multiple-use mandate and the value they place on their relationship with ranchers across the landscape. In a statement, U.S. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming said that in the 1980s, extremists used tree spikes to try and stop responsible management of public lands. In 2023, they used decrees from Washington. I'm Lynn Nordlund.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, George Blackard, I want to share this message on our Montana Talks app from Tim in Savage. But we do have a couple callers on the line we want to get to, and we want to get more thoughts from George Blackard here as well. So let's jump right into the phone lines. Nancy, in Roundup, I know you're a big supporter of President Trump. Your reaction to the indictment news?
Well, I tell you, yesterday it was about 3:30. I was sitting on my living room sofa, and I was listening to that New York radio station, and there was breaking news, and it said that prosecutor Elvin Bragg had indicted President Trump, and I was shocked. My first thing was the abuse of the rule of law in our country, and also the fact that I was worried about the future of our country. And I want to say that I've been doing a little bit of research, and I found out that this is a sealed indictment. And that bugs me. That bothers me. Why is this sealed? And I have a theory. I think that this corrupt, this lowlife, this scumbag, Elvin Bragg, is going to play with the media this all weekend, because the media is going to go nuts over this. And he's going to play it up and keep this sealed so he can have his moment of fame. And I think in the future he's going to try and run for maybe mayor, even governor of New York State. But what? The thing that really, I don't know if you, I know, Aaron, you're on Twitter. Did you happen to see Nancy Pelosi's tweet? I mean, she's got to win the award for stupidity. She wrote, "Now President Trump can prove himself innocent." And of course, in our country, it's just the opposite. You're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, no, exactly right. And that's exactly what George started off, you know, at you know, earlier. It was that same thing. Yeah, she has got it completely opposite. You know, and Nancy, yeah, spot on when you talk about this comes down to the rule of law. When we talk about the rule of law, that's what it comes down to here. And Texas Senator Ted Cruz said his reaction was this: the indictment of Trump is a moment in the death of the rule of law. Let's see. Oh, we had Mike in Townsend on the phone line. And Mike, I was going to get right to you next, but it looks like we lost Mike's phone call. So Mike, call back in, 294-0970. I know, yeah, sometimes here in the early morning hours of this show, it's, you know, folks are, you know, driving to work, driving back and forth from the gym, dropping kids off at school. So sometimes it's a challenge to wait on the phone lines. But, yeah, so Mike in Townsend, call right back in and we'll get you right on. In fact, let's sneak in one more quick phone call here. We got Ken in Billings on the line. Ken, what's going on?
Thank you, Aaron. You know, I think everybody better take heed on what's going on, because this looks like the communist China is even taking over more and more. And I wouldn't be surprised before the 2024 elections, you might just see a communist national flag flying over the White House, because everybody in this Democratic Party are being bought and paid by the Chinese communists.
And some of the Republican Party. And some of the Republican Party. Yeah, thanks for that phone call, Ken. You know, George, that actually hits exactly on what you were going to talk about. You and I were kind of talking about this during the break. I don't think people understand the significance of what is going on around the world right now. The fact that, I mean, we had a guy call in, you know, one of the liberals call in and complain a couple weeks ago. Why are you talking about Iran and Saudi Arabia and China? Dude, do you not realize what's going on in the world right now?
Yeah, that's it. And it's so many things are tied together. You know, right now we talked about how all of this weakens our country in the world stage. And right now, China and Brazil have struck a deal to ditch the U.S. dollar in their trade, everything they do between them. And there's a lot of trade that goes on between those two countries. And, you know, it's if you want to pay attention to how bad things are getting, start looking at that, because.
Yeah. So it was funny. So my cousin's a barber in downtown Billings. She's got like the coolest barber shop in downtown Billings. And I'm sure there's other ones, but it's cool because I love going in there, because you'll see guys with tattoos and skateboards, and then you'll see a guy in a suit, you know, and it's just a fun shop. But anyway, she said, all right, I'm going to go down the rabbit hole with you today, Aaron. What do you think? Is oil no longer going to be traded in the U.S. dollar? And what's going on with Brazil? What's going on with Iran? What's going on with China? I said, you're not going down a rabbit hole. I said, this is what is happening right now. This is how weak our country is getting under. We are seeing a significant decline in America, a hasty decline in America under this administration right now. Not, and so I told her this too. I said, not only are they crafting agreements where the Saudis and the Iranians, which have been mortal enemies, are now coming up with agreements together that will benefit China, that will benefit Iran, that won't benefit the U.S. Joe Biden has pushed these mortal enemies into an alliance, basically. I said, but beyond even just that, I made the point that Brazil, the leftist president of Brazil now, only got there in part because the radical left in America and Twitter and our own federal government interfered in the Brazilian elections because they didn't want the pro-Trump Jair Bolsonaro to be in charge anymore. And now the pro-China president of Brazil is allowing Iranian ships to port in Brazil. It's getting real, people. Wake up.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The exact charges against former President Trump have not been made public yet. His attorney says there are 34 of them related to hush money payments before the 2016 election.
You don't bring a case like this against the former president on a petty allegation, on a completely legal civil transaction with attorneys, unless you have the goods, unless you have something substantial.
Joe Tacopina tells Fox's Sean Hannity arrangements for Trump to surrender in New York have not been finalized. President Biden says no comment about the Trump charges. He and the First Lady are on their way to Rolling Fork, Mississippi, hit hard by a tornado last week.
They'll survey recovery efforts and reaffirm their commitment to supporting the people of Mississippi as long as it takes.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre there. Around 300 homes and businesses are destroyed in Rolling Fork and Silver City, Mississippi, with 21 deaths reported in the state. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, you know, it's the other thing that's kind of funny about the previous caller. So yesterday I was catching up with some friends after the show, and one of the guys made the remark. He said, you know, 10, 11 years ago, if somebody called into your radio show, I was like, it's communism! It's Marxism! And people would be like, okay, come on, dude, settle down. Like, you sound like a freak. You sound like a nut job. Now, people throw that out, and everybody's like, well, yeah, he's right. And, yeah, we see it right in front of our very own eyes.
And half of them don't care. That's the problem.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't care. They should be caring, I'm telling you. So,
but that's because they were raised in an education system that questioned America, that spent more time bashing America in America's history than talking about the greatness of America's history. Why in so many classrooms as a kid did I have to argue with idiots?
Yes.
In defense of America.
You know, it's
in college classrooms, arguing with idiots.
Yep.
Including the professors a lot of the time.
It's, well, including the professors.
Especially the professors.
Yeah. That's right. But see, Aaron, right now, our government cares more about trans rights and putting people into cabinet positions that have no clue and shouldn't be there just because their ethnicity or their gender or whatever. And I mean, just look, this whole thing with Deb Haaland yesterday and Ryan Zinke, she couldn't answer a single question that he was asking.
Oh yeah.
She had no clue. Well,
she didn't want to.
She didn't want to. I think you're right.
Either she was clueless or she knows that the communist Chinese are a greater threat from a global warming standpoint, if you actually buy into it. She knows that if we fund these Green New Deal programs, all we're doing is sending a bunch of money to China. She knows that if we want to have American-made Green New Deal type of technologies, that we have to ramp up mining significantly. But she won't admit it, because she'd rather just send the money to the communist Chinese and shut down America.
Exactly. And, you know, when we rely on them for everything, the day they quit giving it to us, that's when we're going to have a problem. And everybody's going to go, whoops. But, see, she shouldn't be there. You know, John Tester is a huge supporter of hers. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And the eco-terrorist Tracy Stone Manning, who used to work for John Tester, who he made in charge of the Bureau of Land Management, who is making decisions to benefit the American Prairie Reserve, which is working to kick American and Montana ranchers off the land here in Montana to benefit foreign billionaires. They are undermining this country every single level of government in every way they can.
Yeah, but you know what? Nobody's paying attention to the price of gas today. You know? And that's it. They do all this stuff to take your mind off the stuff that really matters, like the cost of milk, the cost of gas, the groceries for us. You know, those people in Congress, I know they don't care what groceries cost because they're rich. It doesn't matter. But to the rest of us, it does matter.
Tim and Savage says this, and it ties in with what you're saying, and getting buried due to the Trump story is how the left is bowing down to the transgender community. He says, I saw a story about there being seven victims in Tennessee because the shooter is a victim too. Makes me sick that they are including a murderer with the innocents. Spot on as always, Tim. Thanks for that message. George is going to stick around back after this.
This is where Montana talks.
Raven Harrison, great to have you here on Montana Talks.
Are you kidding? I am so excited to be there. I'm so proud of Montana. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't even know about the spy balloon. Well done, Montana.
One of our guys on the radio station down the hall from us, you know, on just the top 40 music station, he was out having a beer on his back porch in Laurel, Montana, and he looks up and says, what is that? And then does a little story on our website about it. And meanwhile, so did the Billings Gazette photographer, Larry Mayer. And then they publish it, yeah. And we had a story, and all of a sudden, boom, they expose, what's going on. They would have never told us about a spy balloon over our heads if it wasn't for, you know, guys like Michael having a beer on his back porch, right?
You got that right. I got to buy him his next beer, but that's how it's done. That is how it's done.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, good. George Blackard sticking around. You know, normally he'll just join us for the first half of the 7 o'clock hour for Freedom Friday. We've got a little extended Freedom Friday action for you here today with George Blackard. Sticking around a little bit longer, we're taking your phone calls as well, 406-294-0970. Mike in Townsend is back on the phone lines, thankfully. Mike, thanks for calling back in.
Me. I have one thing about this Trump thing. Everybody needs to watch Oliver Stone's JFK. I mean, that just tells you what's going on right now.
I'll tell you what, they still haven't declassified all the JFK documents, have they? And
no. 2039.
Well,
I mean, this is crazy train.
And JFK was a Democrat. Now, you were probably around back then. I was born in the Reagan 80s.
I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
When that happened.
But John F. Kennedy was a Democrat, but yet he'd be a Republican probably if he were still around today. He supported tax cuts to help the economy, to help the people. And
he was getting out of Vietnam. That's the reason why they killed him. I mean, the FBI, CIA, the mob worked together.
Yeah, who knows, right? But we do know what did happen after they, whoever they was, took out John F. Kennedy, right? Thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, George, we don't know who they was necessarily, but we know what happened after they took JFK out. And then we got LBJ, and we got some of the most radical left-wing policies that really, you know, have been bankrupting America ever since.
Yeah, that's true. Well, here's the thing, too. You know, JFK, he stood up to the Russians, and he was aggressive. And I think they didn't like that he was so aggressive about that. He didn't want to go to war, but he would if he had to, you know. Instead, we got bogged down over there in politics, and politicians never won a war ever, and still haven't, so...
Well, I want to play, and I want to get your reaction to it as well, George, because I know you've been listening in as we shared the news yesterday about Drag Queen Story Hour events targeting kids at military bases, including Malmstrom Air Force Base here in Montana. We got reaction from Montana Senator Steve Daines. I want to play that with you here in just a second. But first, hey, I told you about this on Monday, or actually Tuesday morning I told you about this. The Mega Million jackpot was over $300 million. Well, nobody won Tuesday. So now that means the Mega Million jackpot is now $355 million. And there is now... A way that you can purchase lottery tickets You don't even have to drive down to the convenience store. You can purchase lottery tickets from your smartphone. In fact, you could download this app right now and get a free ticket. So you get a free ticket and a free chance to win the $355 million. The app is Mido Lotto, M-I-D-O Lotto.com, Mido Lotto.com. Download the app, get a free ticket now, free chance to win $355 million. Mido Lotto has been around for years in other states, but just launched here in Montana last fall. And then you don't have to worry about losing your ticket either, because it's kept us secure there for you through the Mido Lotto app. All right, George, here is the audio that Senator Steve Daines sent our way. He, of course, saw the news as well about how there was this drag queen story hour targeting kids at Malmstrom Air Force Base back in 2021, but there's been several other similar events. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz was grilling Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and General Mark Milley. And General Mark Milley, basically in response, says, we are going to put a stop to this.
The news coming out of Malmstrom Air Force Base hosting a drag queen story hour for children is infuriating. The mission of the Department of Defense is to provide the military forces needed to deter war and ensure our nation's security. It's impossible to see how this event at Malmstrom helps the military fulfill its mission rather than a woke agenda. In fact, this and events like it at our military bases around the country and the world further erode the credibility of one of our country's most important institutions. At a time when Americans' confidence in our military and its leadership is suffering and recruiting challenges are approaching a critical stage, the Department of Defense should be doing everything in its power to make our military a source of honor for our country. The Biden administration must reverse course immediately, abandon this woke agenda, and focus on its mission at hand and provide a full accounting from Defense Secretary Austin, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Milley, of how and why these events were allowed to take place and whether taxpayer funding was used.
All right. George Blackard, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I read that story. One thing I will say is thanks to Senator Daines for that. And if you want to know where these guys stand on stuff, go to their websites and look and read what the top headlines are, because you'll see things like this that are important and tough type topics. And you'll see that on the websites. You won't see it on John Tester's, because this is all fluff nonsense, and he doesn't address or commit to anything that might be controversial.
And he's in full support of this woke nonsense.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so that's where you do that. But the interesting thing I thought was Milley, he didn't really say, I'm going to put a stop to this. What he said was taxpayer dollars aren't being used for this, that these are privately funded events on these military installations.
See, he was trying to kind of get around it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just like Lloyd Austin was. Yeah.
He did say, I don't agree with this, and he didn't like it. But he didn't say they're going to stop it. He just said, hey, the government's not paying for it.
But in follow-up, though, I do want to add this, though, because there is some additional information. Fox News has an updated story this morning. And let's see. A spokesperson for Milley later told Military.com that Milley does not support taxpayer-funded drag shows on military installations, although most of these drag shows on military installations have been funded by private organizations. And so this goes to your point. That's not enough. They should not be sponsoring this nonsense. They should not be targeting kids on these military bases. But anyway, Nicole Schwagman, a Defense Department spokeswoman, later clarified that Austin does not support the shows on military bases. She said, quote, just as Secretary Austin said during the House Armed Services Committee hearing yesterday, the DOD does not fund or support drag queen shows or story hours. And so I, you know what I wonder, because especially watching General Milley in that interview, you know, I get it. You know, hey, we have a civilian run military. That's how it's supposed to be. And you have to follow the laws of Congress and you have to follow the orders of the commander chief, lawful orders of the commander chief. But at some point, think about this. They would throw Donald Trump under the bus in a heartbeat. When Donald Trump was strengthening America, we were at a position of strength under Donald, and they would throw Donald Trump under the heartbeat, some Pentagon official. Now, all of this garbage and all this BS that's going on, the weakening of our military, kicking troops to the curb, and these drag queen story hour events, and is it finally getting to Millie that like, wow, man, you're sitting there while America is being put on a path towards significant weakness.
Well, don't forget, Milley is the guy who said he would call the Chinese and warn them about Donald Trump if he were going to do certain things. So that guy right there is nothing but a traitor to this country anyway, because he said in public, I would call the Chinese and let them know Trump was going to do this.
Boo-how. Yeah. Boo-how.
How's that guy?
I think that means I only took a couple classes of Chinese at the Ag Department in D.C. I think that means not good, I think, if I remember right. It's been a long time.
Well, just keep that in mind. So no matter what he says today, he said that before.
Tim.
So, go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Tim and Billings on the phone lines. What's going on? Happy Freedom Friday to you.
Happy Freedom Friday, Ed. I wanted to talk about the Nashville thing, but really quick on the drag queen story thing. If they're using government facilities, tax dollars are going towards it, because we pay the electric bill, we pay the water bill, we pay for the custodial staff, we pay the taxes on it, we pay for that facility, we pay for that infrastructure. So it might be a roundabout way, but tax dollars are funding it when they use a government facility to do that.
And good point. And Tim and Billings, if he wanted to right now, unless you're retired military with an ID card, you can't just go drive onto Malmstrom Air Force Base. So why are they allowing drag queens to just...
That facility.
So some drag queens can just go drive on the base?
Apparently. I want to slightly disagree with George on something. He said that he heard on one of the lamestream media broadcasts that there were 7 victims, and I would slightly agree with them. There were 7 victims. That person who did that horrific act was a victim of medical malpractice and human experimentation by Big Pharma right up until the time they decided to commit a violent act.
A victim of the radical left-wing agenda and the mental health instability that they are pushing on kids all across America. That's a good point. George, that was Tim and Savage, so for the record.
Yeah, and he wasn't saying that was the 7th victim. He said somebody said that.
But I think either way, good points all around.
Fox News commentary.
Tragedy in Nashville. A trans terrorist slaughters 6 people, including 3 children under 10, and the left's response is to completely ignore the trans mental illness and take your guns. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
6 innocent lives were lost on Monday here in Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks to the brave officers of Metro Nashville Police Department, the person responsible was taken down in short order before more lives were lost. Nashville sincerely thanks Rex Engelbert, a 4-year veteran, and Michael Colazzo, a 9-year veteran of the department, for their quick and life-saving action. A message to all the freaks and psychos out there, don't mess with Nashville, because we don't mess with you. You will be taken down and you will be taken out. But when it comes to preventing this kind of tragedy, we already know where the leftists and Democrats sit. The great and futile gun grab. Or, instead of taking guns from law-abiding Americans, we start protecting our schools with guns and those trained to use them, as we do with our politics.
Medicare benefits check. As easy as, that's 800-730-8405.
He's life. He's liberty. He is Mark Levin.
And one great gal.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios. Trusted by the Northwest. Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got another great caller on the line. And before we jump into that phone call real quick, hey, I know a lot of people, you know, George and I were talking earlier, like, man, can it just finally stop snowing? I mean, I like the snow and I like winter, but it's been a long winter. And a lot of us are ready to get active again. We want to start, you know, losing some of that winter weight that we've probably put on. I mean, even I got a little cocky in the month of February. And, now I'm working to trim back just a little bit. But luckily, you know, even if I put on a couple of pounds, I know how to quickly pull those couple of pounds off, because what I learned through Billings' last diet not only helped me lose 30 pounds in under 3 months, but it helped me keep it off 4 years later. And just by checking in once a month with my diet coach, quick 15-minute meeting, that's what helps keeps me on track. It says, oh, man, I put on a couple of pounds last month, but, hey, that's all right. I know how to dial it back in the next month. I'm telling you, this is a program that works. Check out BillingsLastDiet.com or call 294-6751. Our great Air Force veteran, Evan in Belt, on the phone lines right now. Evan, great to hear from you.
Great to be there, Aaron, and thanks for having me. Yeah, spring's coming. So, you know, get to that Malmstrom story, and kind of just absolutely infuriated me that they were having drag time story hour, and then listening to Millie's comments on the floor there and chapter the other day, just saying that he doesn't think that that the Department of Defense, you know, puts money out for that. Well, I wasn't at the drag time story hour, but I can tell you for a fact I go in and out of Malmstrom quite a bit, and I've seen personally their digital billboard there, you know, supporting the Pride Month for the military, and man, that just, what are we coming to, Aaron, when our military, who is, when we served, and those who are still serving, you know, we're there to protect the country and to seek, kill, and destroy, and now we got these guys that are just candy-footing around pushing that crap.
Mm. Good point. So some drag show in some back room somewhere on base is one thing, but yeah, you make a good point. So they've got these pro LGBTQ left wing religious billboards just blaring in people's faces, promoting this radical LGBTQ agenda right there in your face for the kids, for the airmen, and everybody.
Yep, going on to the installation. I've seen it within the last year.
Wow. Yeah. Crazy stuff. Well, Evan, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, because, you know, George, I was almost going to say, you know, I was almost going to defend the current guys at Malmstrom and say, hey, this was 2 years ago, so maybe there's a new commander now. And, yeah, maybe, the, you know, because they rotate these people around so much that you're only in one place for a year or two, really, maybe three at the most. But then again, as Evan points out, apparently this nonsense is still being pushed.
Yeah, well, you know, I think those who are in charge, that's part of the job. They need to feel the heat on stuff that's not right.
What if the Pentagon put up a Jesus is Lord billboard on Malmstrom Air Force Base? These folks would be throwing a hissy fit, but they can promote their religious viewpoints, yep, on everybody else.
They sure can. You know, Evan comes up with some great stuff. I don't think he's ever called in when I've been in, but he sends a lot of messages in.
He sends some great messages,
he does,
doesn't he?
Some, yeah, really good ones. Yeah. So, you know, Aaron, I had an idea.
Uh-oh.
We need to have some fun. That's what we need to do. And I was thinking we should set up this special event for your listeners and have a trivia night somewhere. And we could set up teams. We could have people come in. We could do trivia. We just see how smart everybody really is. I just have to.
Travis will kick everybody's butts.
That's right. That's right. We got to set up some rules, though, because, you know, I got some listeners all over the country. I want to maybe fly them in to be on my team because they're really smart people.
There you go.
I don't know if you can do that. We're going to have to set up some rules on that.
Yeah, I like that idea. And, you know, Travis actually hosts a trivia night at a pub in Billings, but we should do a trivia night in Billings. We should do a trivia night in Bozeman. Maybe we do it at, like, the Club Tavern and Grill, or check out our friends there, see, hey, where we invite all our, it's like a meet and greet for all of our, because earlier Travis was we were joking about how, you know, we should get some of us all in the same room. Like, you join us on Fridays, David Noble joins us on Thursdays, Evelyn Pyburn joins us on Mondays, got John Jackson on Tuesdays, and we get so many great phone callers. What if we got all of us in the same room at the same time? I mean, it's great to chat over the phone and over the mic, but what if we were all in the same room at the same time? So, yeah, maybe there's a pub or an establishment in Billings that would want to host something like that, sponsor something like that. Maybe there's one in Bozeman. We do the same.
I think that'd be great.
Let's do one in Big Timber another night. Why not? Yeah.
You know? Well, I don't know. We may have to draw straws for whose team John Jackson's on, because, man, that guy there, he'd be the first one picked.
Well, just don't make him design the trivia questions, because it would be, you know, very politically incorrect. Pretty raunchy, and probably have some stuff that's not family friendly, and a few ladies might be offended in the process if John Jackson was designing the trivia questions. But that's Travis's job anyway. We'll see if he'll actually host the trivia nights for us. But maybe he wants to kick back and enjoy it for a change. All right, George Blacker, good to see you as always.
Thanks,
Phone Aaron. Lines are open for the next.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.